Now, back to the Finsiders, your home for year-round coverage of the Miami Dolphins.
Welcome back to the Finsiders. John Congemi joined by former Dolphin Sam Madison and Keith Sims. Tristan Jones handling the live chat inside the Metro PCS Comment Center. It's Finsiders Awards Week all this week, and we've already gone over the most outstanding offensive player, most improved player, both of those won by Charles Clay. The most outstanding defensive player was Brent Grimes. And Dolphins.com writers, they've been chiming in. We've let the guys come in and have a vote. Andy Cohen, Alan Poupar, and Andy Kent, they voted along with us this week. And today it's going to be the best play of 2013. And the guys, the writers, have all selected one vote. But we'll get to the nominees for the best play of 2013.
And now, the nominees for Best Miami Dolphins Play of 2013. Deion Sims, September 22nd, Dolphins down 3 to the Falcons in the closing seconds.
Play action fake, flip it over, Deion Sims, touchdown! One-handed, the Dolphins have taken the lead in this game!
Cameron Wake, Halloween night, the Dolphins and Bengals tied in overtime.
Here they come, and he's got it!
Safety.
The Dolphins win the football
safety.
Game. It's a safety by
Cam Wake.
Charles Clay, November 17th. The Dolphins and Chargers tied at 10 in the third quarter.
Back to throw again. He's got Clay in the slot. He's got a first down and more to 20. Still running on his feet. 10, 5, touchdown, Charles Clay.
Wow. Charles Clay was not going to be denied. He ran over the whole San Diego defense.
Charles Clay, December 8th. The Dolphins trailing the Steelers by 4 points late in the fourth quarter.
Back to throw Tannehill. Looking. Fires on the out route. Clay spins, still on his feet. Touchdown, Miami.
What a game Charles Clay's having.
Michael Thomas, December 15th. The Dolphins protecting a 4-point lead in the closing seconds against the Patriots.
Brady with the ball out of the shotgun. Looking. Get pressure. Fires. Intercepted. The Dolphins are going to win this football game.
And these are the nominees for Best Miami Dolphins Play of 2013.
A lot of exciting plays in 2013, yep. And those are the five that we have selected. And the Dolphins.com writers, Andy Cohen, Alan Poupar, and Andy Kent, all selected Cameron Wake's safety against the Cincinnati Bengals in overtime as their best play of 2013. We're going to give all those guys one vote, okay? We're not going to count them for three, so they're going to be one vote. And the way this is going to work, I'm going to get a vote, Sam's going to get a vote, Keith is going to get a vote, Tristan will get a vote, and then the live chat will also get a vote. I'm going to go. Now, I've been torn on this one. I've been torn between Michael Thomas and Cam's safety. And they both came in second. I'm going with Charles Clay's touchdown against the San Diego Chargers. I just thought that play just encapsulated what he did as a tight end this year. I just thought that it showed toughness, it showed courage, and more importantly, it showed game-changing ability by a tight end. So I'm going to go with Charles on that one.
Yeah, definitely in the snow, he was able to break tackles and get into the end zone and, you know, Wake giving that extra effort in overtime to pull off that win. But, you know, I just in my head, all I can remember is Benny Sapp playing against the New England Patriots a couple of years ago and just had left a sour taste in my mouth. And for Michael Thomas to come up with that interception against Tom Brady in the end zone where he thought he had a touchdown, I got to go with Michael Thomas with the interception in the end zone versus Tom Brady.
Those are some great, great choices. And the list is packed with some great plays. There's a few that we can discuss that didn't make the list, but I got to go with a tight end play. You're right. You know, the tight end position was one of those positions coming into the year with Dustin Keller's injury that there were so many question marks in the way, you know, Charles Clay really stepped up and seized the position. So my vote goes for the tight end who did the one-handed catch.
Oh,
my namesake.
Sims with Sims.
But let me tell you why. It's not just because of that great play, but if you think back to being a season, that play put the Dolphins at 3-0, beat three teams that were playoff teams the year before. Everything was on firing on all cylinders for the Dolphins. The hope was there. The expectations were there. And I love that feeling of walking off that field after that catch And that's what I want to remember. That's why I'm choosing that play, because that feeling of being 3-0 for the Miami Dolphins, I like saying that.
It was a great feeling, especially inside of Sun Life Stadium when that play happened. Cam's play was electrifying in overtime, but that one got us to 3-0.
A lot of big plays in the same end zone.
Absolutely. For us, it was great at the end of the game, Sam. We're setting up right there. Keith's right there on the sideline as well. So, Tristan, a lot of pressure right now on the Metro PCS Comment Center. Let's reset this. Cam safety was voted on by Andy Cohen, Alan Pupar, and Andy Kent, so we're going to count that as one.
Okay.
I picked the Charles Clay touchdown against the San Diego Chargers. Sam picked the Michael Thomas interception against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. And Sims on Sims, we've got the Deion Sims catch for Atlanta for Keith. So where are you going inside of the Metro PCS Comment Center?
First of all, I'm so glad that the pressure isn't on in terms of a tiebreaker with my vote. So, Sam, I'm with you. I had to choose Mike Thomas game-ending interception.
Yeah.
And you know what? Because they're all good. They were all good. I went on based off of, and this is just very different, but off of which one I think I just stood up and screamed and cheered the loudest for. Cam Wakes was up there, but I think Michael Thomas just because it was the Patriots. So that's what I chose. And the chat, they chose Cam Wakes, safety, with 60% of them.
Wow, so we have a tie for the best play of 2013. That's how it's going
to
go down
DB.
In the books. Cam Wakes, safety against the Cincinnati Bengals in overtime, and then Michael Thomas comes up with that interception. I'm glad we knew his name after that game. Getting him off the San Francisco 49ers list, off the practice roster, that was unbelievable because no one really knew if he was even going to play. And then we saw, well, maybe he's going to play on special teams.
Listen,
and then he played multiple positions in that football game, Sam.
Man, he did an awesome job. You know, a couple of guys went down in that football game, and, you know, you can go back 2 years – previous to that where you listened to Yermai Bell telling Rashard Jones what to do, where to line up. Now Rashard returns the favor and telling Michael, hey, you got to line up here. You got to do that. You know, when he comes in, you know, all we thinking that he's going to, well, pretty much not even dress out because you just got there. But you're thrown right into the fire. And then you're against AFC East rivalry game, one of the best quarterbacks in the game, Tom Brady, to help seal that deal, man, it had to feel really, really good for Michael. And, you know, it was good for this football team as well to be able to get that monkey off your back and knock off the Patriots.
Totally agree with you guys. And you know, you're going through the list about the plays of the year, and as depressing as the 8-8 finish was, when you look back, we had some great
moments. Tell us about that because you did some nice research on this, Keith. I don't want it to go to waste. So there was a lot at the 94-yard – I think it was 94-yard interception.
It was 94 or 103 for Brent Grimes. In the same game that Cam Wake gets a sack to win the game in overtime, I mean, you think about that. They drove all the way down the field. Brent Grimes steps in front of the Andy Dalton pass, takes it all the way back, and I can even see him doing a belly flop. I mean, Halloween night. Remember how electric the stadium was? You know, Sun Life Stadium, even though we didn't win every game there, it was a lot of fun
all
to
year.
Be there. Like you guys said,
all year.
I was on the sideline for that. The game where Michael Thomas, I spent most of the time behind the trainer's bench because so many guys were coming out of the game hurt, and to see a guy who had just joined the team step up and arguably make what could be considered the player of the year for the Dolphins. Like you mentioned, getting that monkey off your back to finally beat the Patriots after all those years. I know we didn't make the playoffs, but hopefully this team can build on that. Now they can look at New England a little bit different. So you know what? We can beat those guys. We certainly can do it in our house. Now we just got to do it more consistently.
Well, remember, you can text the show at 347-347. I think Raul Stryker Jr., the Spanish voice of the Miami Dolphins on the radio, he remembered you can text the show. He just texted in. He wants to break the tie.
Okay.
He's going with the Cam Wake safety to break the tie. So now we have
right,
a clear
Stryker.
Winner of the best play of 2013.
Man, listen, man, the tie goes to the defense. Tie goes to the defense.
That's right. So good job,
Raul.
We
need some offensive
in.
Plays in it. Did you notice it was kind of defensive? Heavy?
Well, Sam got here early today. You know, I think he docked. He's in tight with Cope and Lomac in the back.
Maybe we need to do an offensive play of the year.
Well, there were some great offensive plays. And hopefully the Miami Dolphins in 2014 will provide us with more plays and more excitement to get us to double-digit victories and hopefully into the playoffs as we look forward.